Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Health Minister blames procurement bureaucracy for reagent shortages. UPND dismisses claims linking President Hichilema to ECL barrier delay. Strike deal reached after 2 days of chaos at Kenya's main airport.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwima Timothy Jilalam. Health Minister Elijah Muchuma has attributed the shortage of reagents in public health facilities to bureaucracy within the procurement system. Dr. Muchuma has explained that lengthy procurement procedures are delaying the stocking of essential medical reagents in health facilities. According to the minister, multiple approval stages must be completed before supplies are authorized, often resulting in institutions running out of critical laboratory materials. Dr. Muchuma further notes that the short shelf life of some medical supplies has compounded the problem, as expired stock cannot be found. He has since emphasized the need for Zambia to explore local manufacturing reagents as a long-term solution aimed at reducing dependency on imports and improving the reliability of supply in public health institutions.
With the contractual arrangements, it's difficult to stock these reagents for a long period. And also when you follow procurement procedures, it's becoming a bit difficult. The only answer is to have these reagents manufactured within the country. And that's the route we're undertaking by asking companies to come and start manufacturing, because they'll be within reach. And that is what the president is preaching, that we need commodities or products to be manufactured in the country. They'll be within reach. Some of these reagents have to be ordered from Germany. If they come by air, at times they are so costly, and also at times takes time. And also the quality has to be checked by Zamra. All these are the delays which are caused in the process.
United Front for a Strong Foundation President Brian Chisengalumbwe has urged the clergy to actively guide congregants on leadership choices in the upcoming elections to promote accountable, value-based governance in Zambia. Mr. Chisengalumbwe says the clergy are spiritual shepherds whose guidance should help believers make informed decisions, including openly explaining who they intend to vote for and the reasons behind their choices. He has also urged religious leaders to abandon neutrality in voting matters, describing them as eyes, ears and mouths of millions of voters. He has claimed that for the past 61 years, Zambian voters have repeatedly failed to vote wisely, a situation he has linked to continued existence of tribalism, corruption, political violence, poverty and hunger.
Should not vote without seeking the wisdom of their religious leaders. And this is so because voters in Zambia for the last 61 years claim they are tricked by political parties and politicians. They also anonymously claim they don't trust leaders. What this confirms is that the 8 million voters lack the knowledge and understanding of the character of the type of leaders they need to prosper the nation.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has dismissed claims that President Hakainde Hichilema is responsible for the legal disputes that have delayed the burial of former President Edgar Lungu. Addressing a press briefing this afternoon, UPND Media Director Maximo says the legal proceedings that followed the former head of state's death were not initiated by the Zambian government. Mr. Simoy has explained that the matters before the courts in South Africa were filed by private individuals who exercised their constitutional rights to challenge decisions made by trial courts. He has stressed that it is inaccurate to suggest that the state engineered the court's action that led to the delay in the burial, noting that the aggrieved parties independently persuaded lawful remedies. Mr. Simoe added that attributing the delay to President Hichilema is unfair, emphasizing that the head of state acted reasonably and strictly within the confines of the law during the sensitive national period. He has since appealed to well-meaning Zambians to support the government and resist attempting to politicize the matter, underscoring the need for unity, sobriety, and national cohesion.
President of the Republic of Zambia, who is also our party president, Mr. Hichilema Hichilema, to issues that surround the value of the late President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. We have to be very clear, as we have stated before, and we have been very consistent. You members of the press do appreciate that you've been covering most of the activities in South Africa, Pretoria as well, from the time that President ECAO died. And there has been a lot of interest, of course, not only from members of the public, government has also taken interest, because Edgar Lungu was not an ordinary citizen. He was the head of state.
The Indaba Agricultural Research Institute, IAPRI, says Zambia is set to revamp its agricultural system with new bills aimed at ensuring food security and boosting regional trade. Speaking during the knowledge and information sharing session on the agricultural legal reforms, IAPRI Executive Director Dr. Brian Mulenga says the proposed laws seek to create a clearer and more resilient agricultural system, promoting predictability and security for farmers and traders. Three of the agricultural bills are in Parliament for reform, which in Agricultural Marketing Bill, the Food Reserve Agency Bill, and the Agricultural Credit and Warehouse Receipt Bill. He says the Agricultural Marketing Bill will streamline export decisions and market controls while improving transparency. Dr. Mulenga says the Food Reserve Bill clarifies the role of the Food Reserve Agency in managing strategic reserves and emergency response.
And we know that if you are trying to find a quick in any sector, and that's why the sector has to be regulated that way, then you are creating more jobs, there's more private sector activity, which also generates taxes for the government to use to invest in productive and other social sectors, your GDP grows up, and all that people expect. You know, that leads to economic growth and development. So really, the government has to be committed for identifying these three pieces of legislation as a starting point for unlocking the potential of the agricultural sector.
And speaking during a panel discussion, National Association for Smallholder Farmers, NASIF Executive Director Frank Kayula says the reform of the three bills will protect farmers from unfair trade on the market, as grain traders will be required to register before getting on the market.
The Credit Act, I think, also will take a very good role in ensuring that the farmer is able to access finance. Where we stand today, we are having a very good chat with Mr. Simoanza. He was teaching me about the smallholder farmers, and I totally agree with him that finance is very important. Unfortunately, access to finance is one of the most difficult things. And you heard from me the presentation that farmers together with vendors are only accessing 2.7% of what is given in the agricultural sector. It's very, very sad.
And Zambia Commodities Exchange Executive Director Jacob Mwale says the three bills will benefit the agriculture sector if they are practical and implemented.
Your efforts to improve productivity is that they have a higher bottom. So, to answer the question directly, I think from our view, the proposal